Twitter.
No.
Come on Twitter, everything. One thing at a time.
Tess Tammuz, Monday the 3rd of July, Rabbi Rafael Godlevsky. Is Matovu an opening for Shachris only? Is Matovu, the posuk in the center, from Bilam, Matovu Ahoylef for Yaakov, is it an opening for Shachris only?
That's the question Rabbi Godlevsky wants to address.
Yeshakoyach for inviting me. I hope we'll get something, some answer for this million-dollar question. He already said it is Matovu for only for Shachris, but it is. It's printed in all the Siddurim as Shachris. I'm not sure in the Sfardi Siddurim we're having a look. Okay, in the Sfardi Siddurim as well. It is. Not Nusach Sfardi. Sfardi. Yeah. Okay. Well, now you'll soon see. Number one. Obviously, it's this week's Seder, Matovu and Lechu Yaakov. But the Marshal, in his Tshuvas, he says, you don't say Matovu. Why? Because it comes from a klola of Bilam. No. So you don't say Matovu. Oh, we'll soon see. Shall they say? But then the Rabbi brings him, from Eder Gisa, the Machzavitri, Siddur of Amram Goen, and others, and all our Siddurim, no matter which print, it's all there. I don't know if you heard the news this week. Have you heard the news?
No.
Anybody heard the news this morning?
No.
Kulam Sadiqim. Nobody listens to the news, nobody looks at the headlines.
Huh?
Oh.
Took on the speaker.
It was announced that they're intending to introduce Parshas Bolok in Kriyat Shema, morning and evening, to say the whole of Parshas Bolok in the Shema. So get ready, davening will take double the amount of time, morning and evening.
There was no CNN this morning.
It was not on LBC.
No? I've got the news here in the Gemara. So Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the end of Perek Rishon, and there it says, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bikshu Lekboya Parshas Bolok B'Kriyas Shema. The Gemara says. So Firashi Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, in Maseches Brachos, you can open up, you can see for yourself. Black and white. Headline news. And you know what the response was? What do you think the response was? Gefährlich, terrible, oyvei, who's got time? You know what the response was? No, what was the first response? You know what the first response was? Why not? Why take it, didn't they? Chaval. Says big shunik boya. Why not? That was the first reaction. Why not? Number one, a good zach. Let's go for it. No, there's something wrong. The reason why they didn't is from Torah Sibyl. But the first reaction from the Amoin Am was, Pawas nicht. Why not? Adrabe. Chazal didn't want to be mechayev. You want to do it? Bevakasha. Oh, well, we should be mechayev. We should do it. Tech the tzibura. We're not going to do it. But the first reaction was adrabe. But the kasha is though, why? What's the halam in it? Not to the Gemara. Matam. What's the halam? Why? What's the inyan in yes saying it? Zog the Gemara. Because a state, vayar bilam, state out in, Hen om, ki lovi yokum lechari es naso. There's one girsa of the Marsho, Rashi's girsa is, Kora shochav ka'ari uche lovi mi yekimenu. So, what's this pasuk? What's so special about this pasuk? So, Rashi, it says, doime levishochveinu uvkumeinu, vishoch bacho uvkumecho. Say, vishoch bacho uvkumecho. So, just like ka'ari, shloft peacefully, Mi yikimenu? Like the Marsha, who yikimenu? Who can pick him up? Nobody can pick him up. That was then he asked me to come. So to Klal Yisrael, Yoishvim Shleivim Shketim Shloft peacefully. Rabbi Yisrael Shemir Oleinu. Abu, it's Gav Kari. He comes in the morning. It's Gav Kari. La says Rosh Hashanah. Because of this pasuk, It's talking about the Shochar Chov Kimecha, which is part of Krishma. So that's why it was Kedai to be Machanes. Many years ago, now Baruch Hashem, there's many Golders Green, there's one definitely. Next Minyan in Eshwe, there's also. And it's been a Kimat Rav Hashanah. But in Stamford Hill, years ago, 30 years ago or more, there was only one Nates Minyan. That was Rav Amram Tarbo Zechon Lerocha. Where's the Tzadik? Rav Amram Tarbo. So he, I once met him in the street, and I asked him, give me a Zachizik for davening with Nates, for the Sikkim. He was walking with his Mishnah eyes today. He walked, Mom, she's standing in the corner. I don't know how he crossed the street because the thief didn't. And he says to me, Ich weiß nicht, was ihr wollt. Am mit das Essen für Krishma. Zrizis, wie kann man schlafen? How can you sleep? Am mit das Essen für Krishma. Ich weiß nicht, was ihr wollt. He thought, I'm 4 miles. What are you asking such funny questions? Why a chizek for davening, for getting up, for a second? Wie kann man schlafen? Am mit das Essen für Krishma. Zrizis. But the kasha is really, so from Rav Scheinberg, that's all, he says, if you look at the lion, he's the most laziest of all animals. Schloft wie a lion, schloft. Like Rashi says, mi kimenu. Like Rashi says, shechef, shleivim moshketim. Why do we learn, why does the Pesuk say, he's gaba ka'ari, la says, he's gaba ka'ari, the ra'ari, schloft, the lazy. So he says, yes, when a schloft is lazy. But you know, when as soon as he sees a stick of flesh, he jumps like a lion. So that's what said. You wake up in the morning, you just hear about Krishna. Remember that Rav Scheinberg, that's all I remember him. He had this chus to be malav him here when he was here. He had a heavy day, loaded. Thousands of people he had seen, went to school and so on. Till he went to bed was 1-2 o'clock in the morning. He wouldn't go to bed. Who's going to wake me up for Nets? We told him yes. And every 5 minutes, is it ready Nets? Is it nothing? Couldn't sleep. A year of Korach to 100 years old. I'll go upon him. Okay, so the Shaila is, the question is like, why Taka Parashas Bolok? What's the Meyuchad about Parashas Bolok, which is Nemahal de Bilam Arosha? Why Bikshul Kiboya Parashas Bolok, Bikriyashma? Why would they want to introduce to say Parashas Bolok? What's so special about Parashas Bolok? So read the Orachaim HaKodesh, he says, the Gevalt de Gevalt. The Gemara says that, it says in the Pasuk, Vayosim Elokim Dovar Befi Bilam. The Eibishter put something in his mouth, or in the mouth of Bilam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kufei Amad Bey, says the Gemara, that Chakom, he put something in his mouth that he shouldn't be able to speak for himself. So the Rechaim HaKodesh, the reason why Hashem chose, and here really, in Parashat Bolok, he says a lot of Asidah, he says a whole lot of Brochus, which will come on Klal Yisrael, so the Rechaim HaKodesh, Kilefisha Rotza Hashem Legales. The Eibishter wants to be Megala. Asidois Udvorim Nefloim. The Eibishter wants to be Megala, wants to reveal what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Mehatoivois, from all the good things Ashayagiu li Yisrael. Verotzu she Yisgalu al de Bilam. He Dafka wanted them to be revealed, to be announced through Bilam, who is a prophet, is a Navi of the Umay Sa'olam. Why? Lefarsem. To publicize Malas Am Kedosha Lifnei Kol HaUmois. Ve'yedu HaUmois Mepi HaNeviim Shelahem. That the Goyim should know from their own prophets, from their own Neviim. HaDvorim Kechsovam LeHarbe Toyelios HaNemshoches LeYisroel Niglim Benistorim. So Hashem Dafke chose to give all these Neviim through Bilam HaRoshe, who is a Novi HaUmois, that the Umois HaOlam should know what is going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and that way to be meroimim Keren Yisrael in front of the Umay Yisraelim. Ach, but after all, he's a Novi Sheker, and he's a Roshe, and his mouth was filthy. So how can a Dovah Shebe Kiddusha go through such an unclean mouth? So that's why the Eibush Neschakim Hashem Lases Tikun Ladover Kedusha, and he made a mechitza ben koyach hadibur koyach hamedaber vhadibur atzmoi vayosem dover befi bilam. The Eibush to put something. The Gemara says Chaka putting something in his mouth should be like a chatzitza between the mouth and between the words. That the word are surrounded, not doesn't come out from his mouth, it comes out from this mechitza, which is Kodesh. And that came out through the Ruach HaKodesh. So really, the Ruach HaKodesh was speaking, it wasn't Bilam. And what does it say? Vayar Bilam, ki toiv be'enei Hashem levorach es Yisrael. I saw the Chidor says something beautiful. You know, in Sim Sholem, there's two neschoes. Most neschoes Ashkenaz, v'toiv be'enecho. In Nusach Sfarad, many say v'toiv yeh be'enecho, some say v'toiv be'enecho as well. Even Nusach Sfarad, say the Chidor says, ha'oimer v'toiv yeh be'enecho, einoi ele toya. It's a mistake, it's wrong to say v'toiv yeh be'enecho. That it will be good. Why? Because the pasuk states Vayar Bilam ki toiv be'enei Hashem. It's showing good. It's already good be'enei Hashem. So really, he says the best nusach, the correct nusach is to say ve'toiv be'enecha. It is good in your eyes. Levorach levochenu levorach zamcha Yisrael. It is good. Vayar Bilam ki toiv be'enei Hashem. Al kaponim. Says those nachsidish sforim ki toiv be'enei Hashem. They say the chodshei Tammuz and Av are considered Einayim. It says in the pasuk, "Al eile ani berchio, eini eini yordo mayim." That's twice eini. They say this is merumas of the chodshei Tammuz and Av, which is the bein hamitzvim, the chorban beis hamikdash. Eini eini is Tammuz and Av, and it says the chof alef yom, the 21 days between the drei vachon, between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, is keneged the 21 days of Yontif of the whole year. And eventually, the Osad Lovoi, these days, will also be Nishapech to Yomim Toivim. Al Koponim, so we see that the Parshas Bolok is a Goyse Inyan, has Dafka, a Gewaldige Inyan, that why they wanted, the Chazal wanted to introduce Parshas Bolok in Kriyashma to say it twice a day, because there's a lot of all the brachos and all the sidos of Klal Yisrael is actually there in itself. So that's why there is an Indian daf yesh to say it. But the kasha is, the matoivu elecho Yaakov mishkenu yisecho Yisrael. So Rashi says, what's Matoiva Alecha Yaakov? Mishkenu Yisrael Yisrael said, Rashi, Al Shero Pischem She'eni Mechavone, Zeh Muzeh, Mishkenu Yisrael, what's the Oy Halecha Yaakov, and what's Mishkenu Yisrael Yisrael? So, Zeh Rashi, Tavaracha, Matoiva Alecha, Matoivu Oy Hel Shiloi, Ubeis Eilomim, Be Yeshuvam. How wonderful is it, the Oy Hel Shiloi, means the Mishkan Shiloi, and the two Bote Mikdash be Yeshuvon when they were established, when they were working, Shemakrivim and Korbonos lechaper aleichem, and Mishkenu Yisecho Yisrael refers to Av Kishen Charevim, even when the Bote Mikdash are already Chorev. So what do we have? Lefi Shehen Mashkin aleichem veKorbonon Kapora lenefoshes. So Mishkenu Yisecho Yisrael. So I saw him about Leib Shteyman, he asked the Kasha, he says, Yaakov, we know, what's the difference between, when is Klal Yisrael mechune b'shem Yaakov? When is Klal Yisrael mechune b'shem Yisrael? Yaakov is loshen v'yodoy o'ichezes ba'akev Esav. Right? Fighting, battling against Esav, that is Yaakov. That's why I saw Shem Shem Paul here, she's like, Toiro tziva lonu Moshe, Moirosha, kihilas Yaakov. Why doesn't it say kihilas Yisrael? Because he says, in Golus, we are compared to, we are Bechinas Yaakov, battling against Esav. What keeps us going? The Torah. Torah tziva lono Moshe Moirosha. Kehilas Yaakov, when we are in the Bechina of Yaakov, where we have to fight and battle, we are in the Bechina. Then still, we have the Torah, which will give us the koyach to fight, to battle against the Tumah, against the Umizoylam, against the Golus. So Yaakov, so why does it say Matoivu Alecho Yaakov should be the other way around? It should be Matoivu Alecho Yisrael when the Klal Yisrael were in a good, in a high, But the time of the Bate Mikdosh, that's when we are in Midas Yisroel. Mishkan Yisecho should be, Mishkan Yisecho means nowadays when we don't have a Bate Mikdosh, we should say Mishkan Yisecho Yaakov, when we're battling in the Golos. And also, Oyel Lecho. Oyel is a tent. Mishkan Yisecho, Mishkan is something more kavua, more fixed. It should be the other way around. He calls the Bate Mikdosh Oyel, temporary. And Mishkan Yisecho, the goal is Kavua. I don't know, it should be the other way around. So we'll soon see how to explain. But I'll upon him. But the kasha is real, like we said before. Why is Matoivu, Oyelecho Yaakov, Mishkan Yisecho Yisroel, why is this the opening? Why do we say this the first thing in the morning? Now the emphasis is, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he also doesn't bring it. He doesn't bring the pasuk on my table. He says, you come into shul, and you start off with the pasuk, V'ani b'roivcha, he says, Beveis, before you come into shul, so you should say the pasuk, Beveis Elohim, Nahalech, Berogesh, V'yirta, you should be pachad, you should be trembling, Megoidel, Kedushosoy. Nowadays, we tremble differently. We have the mobile phones which tremble. That's what comes into shul, with the trembling mobile. The point of night, it says you should tremble, you should stand, put the mobile off, and stand. It's, I know I'm speaking to the converted, but I'm sure here nobody can walk in that way. But Kedai, if you found him, to walk into shul on the mobile zone, it's mamish a bizoin, it's become so rogil that we don't even realize, we don't even feel that, come on, come into shul. I was once a child. And I remember the elder Yid used to come in, stand by the door there, and he brought Chazer over there, Eshtach Melech, Otom Shechav Yerosecho, bow down to Aron HaKodesh, and so on. That's the first thing you do. You don't bow down to the mobile. People say, he's on the mobile. I don't know how that works. On the mobile. The mobile is a tiny thing. You are on the mobile. That's the pshat. But really, we should be on the mobile, on top of the mobile, and put the mobile down. We should be on top of things, not the mobile on us. I'll go upon him. So, Mishavu also doesn't bring this pasuk. So what is so special about this pasuk? So the Gemara in Soita Zok, I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sat Merov Zatzal. Unbelievable, beautiful, gewaldige pshat. It's kedai. Ira loy bossi ala la shmiya dover ze dayeno. The Gemara in the end of Masechet Soita, Zok Tazoi. Soita daf mem ches amad alef. Zok the Gemara in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Me Yoim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoim She'ein Boi Klova. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, there's not a single day that there's no Klova Nebuch. It's full of curses. We're surrounded with curses every single day. And the Gemara goes on even further. So the Gemara, next page of Memtes, so the Gemara, Omar Rova, בכל יום ויום מרובה כללוסוי משל חברו. שנאמר, בבויקר תוימר מייתן ערב, ובערב תוימר מייתן בויקר. So Gemara says, Rova, not just there's klolus every single day, but every single day as we go on, every single day the klolus get even worse and worse. בבויקר תוימר מייתן ערב, ערב תוימר מייתן בויקר, meaning the next day we'll say, yesterday was better than today, and tomorrow we'll say, the day before was even better than today. So it's gefährlich. So the question is, so how are we surviving? How can we survive in this world when there's no, when there's so much klolus? Listen to this. So the Gemara, ve'la'almu ha'maikam ha'kayam. How does the world survive? The Torah says, ma'achash ha'klolo ilechas tomid v'robo. Since the klolus goes worse and worse, how do we survive? How can we survive? Listen to this, Rabbi. It's important to be mefaros in this Gemara. And the Masechet Soita, daf mem tes amud aleph, the last, very last daf. Some people learn it between Pesach and Shavuos. Mem tes, yeah. So the Gemara, you know what? You know what the world survives? Hakedusha de Sidra, vayehesh meiraba da agadata. Shenema eres hayefsa kemoloifel samovitz, lesdorimo. Oyo samovitz veloy sidorim. Hoyesh sidorim. Now listen to this Rashi. Unbelievable Rashi. Zok Rashi. A kedusha de sidra. What's kedusha de sidra? We say three times kedusha in shachas. We say it in before Krishna. We say it at Chazor Hashatz, and we say it The Volosian. Some people know it, that we say the Volosian as well. Some people already use it as Tfilas HaDerech, but it's really, it belongs to Zohar. And in fact it says, and so Pele Ploim, you'll find people automatically, whether it's Sunday, or bank holiday, or Friday, or holidays, or das, or Chalamoy, but automatically, the tefillin comes off. During Asher Volosian, tefillin is off already. Why? What's the hetam? Unless somebody now has got an emergency, Dr. Rashi, but listen to this Rashi. Dr. Rashi, HaKiddusha LeSidra, Seder Kiddusha. Why do we have this Kiddusha LeSidra? By Volosio, we say about the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And you know there's some words there which are very unfamiliar. Kabbalin, Dain, Min, Dain, Vomrin. You know what these psukim are? This is really the Targum of, if you look in Yeshaya, you see the Targum on the psukim, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's where Kabbalin, Dain, Min, Dain is the Targum of the Korozel there, Vomrin. And then they say what? Why do you say three times Kodesh? Kaddish b'shmei meroim ha'ilo beis shechinte. The first Kodesh means that the Eibishter is Kodesh in the upper worlds. Kaddish al aro oivad gevurte. The second Kodesh is that the Eibishter is Kodesh down here. And the third Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzvokos, is those on the lo'olam lo'olmei ma'ayo. Kaddish lo'olam lo'olmei ma'ayo. That's why we say three times Kodesh. It's good to know this. When you say Kodesh, 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 we have Kavona. The first Kodesh is the Eivishter's Kodesh up there. The second Kodesh is the Eivishter's Kodesh down here. And the third Kodesh is Kaddish lo'olam lo'olmei ma'ayo. Hashem is Kodesh forever and ever. Mal yochol ara ziv yikore. Then we go to say niruach, and the same thing with the last nirucha, which means Vasra Kozia, Sagi de Mishabchen v'omer mirikom. So this is the Targum, which is the Aramaic, which that was the spoken language at the time. So that's why the Chachamim were mitaken to say this at the end of the Aramaic. Chaval didn't they went mitaken to say it in the middle, but the Dafka did at the end to keep the Olam back. Obviously, that everybody should understand what we're doing, right? And says Rashi, says the Gemara, the world survives on this kedusha. Why this? You think that the kedusha of Chalul Shas is much more, and it is much more in a way. But says Rashi, now look at this. Listen to this Rashi. So Rashi, Shaloi Tiknua, the reason why they were attacking this, she called Yisroel Oiskim Batoira B'chol Yoim Dover Muat, in order that Klal Yisroel should be Oisik Batoira every day, at least something. She'oimer Kriosoi V'targumoi. We say the Pasuk and the Targum, so we understand what we're saying. Not just saying Kodesh Kodesh is a mitzvah. We're actually saying something which we understand. We're learning it. It's actually a limud. Chazal were attacking. They wanted you to learn a little bit after the end of davening. So that's why B'chol Yoim, they introduced to say the Targum as well. That's considered like oiskim batoyra. So what's why? So why dafke this? Tell us is of the vechi v'shenahagin b'chol Yisrael b'talmidim v'ameoretz. Both because it's an Aramaic lashon, which is a lashon, the spoken language of everybody, even simple people who can't learn Gemara and Ksois, they can understand this. So that's why it's considered a Torah for everybody. And that's why the world survives on this one, because Choviv Hu, that is cherished, that is so beloved by Hashem, because everybody is involved. V'chein zokta. So v'memele yesh kan shtayim. Hey, you got Kiddush as Hashem. You got a Kiddush, Kiddush, Kiddush. And you also got Talmud Torah. So that's why Chov is very important. Some shuls, the Chazan doesn't say it loud. You got to say it loud, and everybody together to say Kiddush, and then say the Targum quietly. For other reasons, but it's considered this, the world survives this. If we would only know this, that the world survived, nobody would dare take the tefillin off and rush off. This is part of, this is the main, this is the ikar. This is our survival. This is our survival kit. The survival kit is this Kodesh. And then also, Mechen yeish me'rab ha'mavorach sho'in ha'cha ha'godo sh'hadar shen do'irish b'rabim b'chol Shabbos ho'in ha'gikach. Again, people used to come get together, the ganzer, everybody, because there's no people not working on Shabbos. So therefore, again, you have Torah, because everybody understands what the Darshan Darshans. And there's also Kiddush Hashem by saying Yehish Me'rabo. It's like Gevaldik, exactly what he said. So this, how the world survives is because of this. Zok this happened to Rebbe Zassel. The Gemara zokt, V'kulam hafchu leklolo. All these brachas of Bilam was nefach leklolo rachman. Got turned over. Was back, came back to klolos. Chutz mi'echot, she'ne'emar, we say in Yitzhak, in Chomot HaShabbos, ולאהבה השם אלוקיך לשמוע אל בלעם. It was a proposal in the Sefer Devarim. ולאהבה השם אלוקיך לשמוע אל בלעם. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. ויהפך השם אלוקיך לכו. The Hebrew should turn around to you as הכללה לברוכה. One כללה only was changed to turn around to ברוכה. Why? Because the Eibishter loves you. Which one klala was changed into bracha? This one. Matoivu lecho Yaakov, Mishkanu Yisrael, Yisroel. This is the only one out of all the brachas which Bilam had kavana leklala, which turned into klala. This one was, why dafke this one? Says the Marit Avzok Lagivaldi Gzach. Ki Eibcho Hashem alekecha, because the Eibishter loves us. And therefore, since the Gemara is up in Soita, that without saying Kiddusha the Sidra, without Kaddish the Rabbanon after Agadita, without the Shir, without the Kiddusha, we can't survive. The Kalola is terrible, we couldn't survive, we need a survival kit. So what is a survival kit? We need shuls for it. We need shuls with Menyonim, with Shurim, with Davening and learning, and saying Kaddish, because, and then the Yerushalmi says another thing which works, and that is the Bechas Kahanim, which unfortunately we don't have a Chuslaus here, there's only Sfardim here, but Apoponim, that is what gives us a survival. Survival kit is these three things. The Kiddush of the Sidra, the Kaddish, the Gadita, and Bechas Kehanim, according to Yerushalmi. And the Meile, the Eibishter, Ki Ha'evcha Hashem Alekecha, Hashem loves us, Hashem wouldn't give us klolos without a survival kit. So that's why the Eibishter had to change this one klolos. And you know something? So he says, Givaldik. So according to this, this one klolos is a sapech lebrocha, Meile automatically all the klolos when it's sapech lebrocha already. Because once we have this, once we have the survival kit of the Bote Knesios, the Bote Medroshes, which we say the Kiddush of the Sidra and Kaddish Rabbanan and Bechas Kehanim, Memele, there's a survival kit for everything. So all the Kalonis of Shabbos Chas Shalom before us will be turned around the Broches, because that will be a survival kit. So it's like Givaldik and Zachar, we say. It's unbelievable how, and Dafke here, the Etzor of Alekzach. We say Kaddish Rabbanan, we daven Al Yisroel, Al Rabbanan, Al Talmidein, and people are already halfway out the door. Why? You're ready listening to Kaddish. Somebody asks, yes, Katsanta, stay for a minute to say Kaddish. So he stands halfway out and listen. Come on. When Kaddish the Rabbi Yishlam is surviving, come inside, close the door, stay in, and look at, and listen to the Kaddish and join in. And now I'm speaking to the converted, but please pass it on to others. I hope people are listening. Let's be mechazik ourselves, Rabbi Yishlam. In this condition, still, don't take a tefillin before. Don't run off before. And after davening, usually most shuls have a shir, a 2-minute halacha shir, 3-minute, or mishnah shir, or something, and a kaddish derabbanan. That is the survival kit. That will give us haslocha for the whole day, Rabbi Yishai. So now, Rabbi Yishai, is matoivu, the million-dollar question, is matoivu an opening for shachris only? What's the answer? It's not an opening for shachris. It's an opening for the day. It's an opening for life. Wherever you go, make sure that you got Mishkanei Secha Yisroel. You have a survival. That is Yisroel. That keeps us on a high. With the Rabban, in fact, Mishkanei Secha should be Yaakov, because in the Golos. No, because that keeps us on a high. That keeps Klal Yisroel going. That we have Mishkanei Secha. We have shoes, Baruch Hashem. Wherever you go, that's what I always say. People travel a lot. We should make a point as much as possible. Number one, people book tickets, traveling. First thing is, will it fit in with my meetings and with us? Number one, will it fit in with my davenings? Will I be able to get a minion? If not 3 times a day, at least once a day, I shouldn't miss at least once a day coming to shul here in Kaddish, Kiddusha, Kaddish, like even one Kaddish, I got it. Somebody missed shul in Gansan. You can come to the end of a shul and hear the shir and answer Kaddish Yal Yisroel. That is a survival kit, Rabbi Yisai. ובזכות זה ובזויך הדעים של הסבנשן, בשביל זויך ויעבך השם אלוקיך לכו, וזק לא לא לברוכו, כי אהבך השם אלוקיך. ובזה נעשה קדש דרבון אותה כבישה. סורה וכתוב. חנניה ונעקה.